Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Oh, didn't see you there. Hi. Actually, I did see you there. Hello. I feel like I just pulled a muscle in my back. I was just doing a workout. I don't know if you can tell. I'm sweaty. I just finished the workout. Hey, Apollo. So nice of you to join us. You're late. 10 demerits. Frankie, you were here on time, so you get an A++. Anyway, I feel like I pulled a muscle in my back. I was like right here. Like right there. I know you guys can't see it, but... does not feel good. I'm going to feel that in the morning. As the saying goes. Hiya. Hello. Welcome, everybody. Today is a new day in Yoshi's Island. Here we are, trying to get our act together. Meanwhile, I'm getting threats on the internet. Just another Wednesday, one would say. Another Wednesday like any other. Not threat-free, just another Wednesday. Somebody asked me the other day why I don't check my DMs, and I told them, well, because 90% of them are either death threats or dick pics. There's really no in between. I mean, I do get some, like, other forms of, like, people just sending me weird, like, shit. But, yeah, it's mostly death threats and dick pics. I don't know why I've been cursed with that, but Hey, I guess I'm developing an appetite for penis. That's what I'm trying to say. Gonna start eating some dick. Did you hear about the guy on Sunset yesterday? No. What happened to the guy on Sunset yesterday? Oh, man. Sounds like a good time. Sounds like a good time. Frankie, I'm in the middle of work, buddy. Okay, go back to your seat and do your job, which is to just sit and be cute. Okay? I don't want to have to tell you that again, buddy. Okay? All you do is sit and be cute. Don't try to make this a more complicated job than what it is. Okay, you guys can't see him. He's right here, I swear. Oh, yeah, I did see this guy. Actually, this was hilarious. This was hilarious. Holy shit. This shit was fucking hilarious. Hold up. We should watch the newsreel. I'm like 2 blocks away from this guy. This is like less than a 5-minute drive from me. I should have gone there. I mean, I did see it last night. I think it was after the fact. I wish I still had the Citizen app so I could freak myself out. That way I would have known. Stupid man sitting on a sign spouting crazy conspiracy theories. Here we go. KTLA. Sign guy. Man scales. This is like the most Los Angeles thing I've ever seen in my entire life. This is the kind of shit that happens in LA. Like, everybody's crazy here, okay? We're all on edge. There's a TV drama unfolding. What the hell's happening? My phone's going off the fucking hook. It's like the moment I decide to go live, I get 100 gajillion text messages. Anyway. Okay. Here is the, I just gotta stop looking. I get so distracted by text messages. I can't look at text messages while I'm streaming because I'm working. Okay. Okay, here we go.
There's a TV drama unfolding in our own backyard.
Oh my God! My own backyard! Oh, I'm sorry. I know. I should let the video breathe, okay? I'm reacting harder, okay? Like an erection.
And armed with a guitar and a banner taking...
Damn! These criminals out in these streets. Holy fuck. A guitar and a banner? Oh, man. Jesus. Wait, hold up. What did I do? Here we go.
His protest right up the KTLA 5 tower. Video from Sky 5 shows the protester sitting atop the KTLA marquee.
Why do these guys always talk like they're running out of breath? He's like, show the protester atop the KTLA marquee. He's on the cusp of falling out of the marquee. Like, it's like over enunciating and also like just getting your breath out with completely out with every single word that you say. You know what I mean? I know that is a pretty hard reaction. That is, I'm hard. That's what I'm trying to tell all you guys. I'm hard today. Like a wreck.
About 30 feet above ground.
Ford owners know.
And sometimes waving a banner referring to pop music star Free Billie Eilish.
Referring to pop music star Free Billie Eilish.
Banner read, other times strumming his guitar and creating quite a commotion on Sunset Boulevard.
Well, he can't.
Unbelievable! On Sunset Boulevard? My God! That's my boulevard! Why would this freak do this on my boulevard? I am so offended. Folks, you don't understand, okay? I'm just a few blocks from here! And this motherfucker had the audacity to do this to my boulevard, okay? That is my favorite In-N-Out, just a couple of blocks from there. Okay? Man, he ruined my In-N-Out. I got the IHOP that I always love going to right there as well. I only do takeout.
Came down just so a stupid. Short time ago. As you see, KTLA 5, Sam Cortese is there live. Sam.
Yeah, the news came to us today, Cher and Micah. Just about 20 minutes ago, this protester came down on his own, throwing his backpack into the big bubble they had ready for him in case he decided to jump, but then climb down the ladder. Take a look at this again. This is about 20 minutes ago.
It is the Nick Fuentes in and out. That's how you know what in and out you're in. It's the one where Nick Fuentes got sniped with some ketchup, you know. Shout out to Nick Fuentes. He took that ketchup like a king. He definitely just took one on the chest for the team. He had it running down his shirt, like appropriately. He got facialed with ketchup. Actually, he got chestialed with ketchup. Right? That's what it calls, because this is a facial, right? When you get facialed, it's like here. What about it? What if it's on the chest? Is that a chestial? What's up, balls?
Oh, so this man had a nice view of the sunset on Sunset Boulevard today. The streets were shut down.
A nice view of the sunset on Sunset Boulevard. Like, duh. The news is so stupid. It's so stupid. Like, had a nice view of the sunset on Sunset. Duh. Like, it's so stupid. Why do they have to just tell me the news? Like, don't try to make it like all like fucking whatever. Like, a nice view of the sunset on Sunset. So stupid.
I'm back open now, of course, but police and fire left, hoping the less attention he had, the less likely he would stay perched on our KTLA.
The less attention he had. You motherfuckers are filming him. You motherfuckers have like 30 fucking cameras on him. You got him from every fucking angle. You got him from the helicopter. You probably had two helicopters around him, just circling around, filming, right? And then you got cameras on the ground, like five of them. You got reporters, like, reporting live from the scene. We got this man. He's out here watching the sunset on Sunset. Like, bro. We had a college news station network, and we were encouraged to talk like that when giving the news. Really? Oh my God. That's literally a joke you would make. Hey, okay, let me tell you something. One thing we don't do in this chat is say things about me. Okay, that's one thing we don't do in this chat. Okay, we don't call me out. Okay, we don't do that in this chat, please. Refrain from saying or talking about anything that I have done. Okay, please. Keep that to yourself and your mother. Right, Frankie? Frankie the Wrench agrees. You need a shower, Def? I agree. I just worked out. I am, let me see. Frankie. I mean, I'm wearing antiperspirant. So, I still smell kind of good. So, here's Frankie. Okay, sit right here. Do you think I smell, buddy? Do I smell? He really wants to be on the stream. Do I smell, buddy? Smell me. Okay, he doesn't think I smell. He's like, here, still. Okay, just don't lick me in the mouth, man. Please, come on. There's a limit. Okay, there's a limit to our relationship here. Okay, no mouth licking. Okay, damn it, you are so fucking cute. I can't do this. Dog is too beautiful. Do you wear body spray? I do wear cologne. However, that cologne has long expired after I tried to break my personal bench press record. And failed. Anyway, needless to say, I also had the heater on. It's like 80 degrees here in Los Angeles, and I had it set to like 75. I don't know why. I'm being Brazilian. Team Frankie, you're supposed to be team me, Cody. What's wrong with you? Okay, team Apollo. You guys are team the dogs? You're team the dogs. Get out of here, buddy. Come on, get the fuck out of here. In the stream, man. Come on. Everybody's team you. Oh, I can't be mad at you. Oh, you and your big floppy ear. Oh, stop whimpering. Stop whimpering. Oh, no, don't try to lick me in the mouth, man. Told you that. We got boundaries here. Jeez. Relax. Go to your bed. Or sit there and watch me. Team Selena. Hashtag. Team Apollo. Hey, I'm team both dogs. Actually, I'm team Dennis. What the fuck am I talking about?
A marquee, and he did eventually come down, arrested for trespassing. That crime, the penalty starts at $75. The man...
Really? $75? That is his penalty. $75. $75. I might as well do this. This man got a bunch of free publicity. He was trending on Twitter yesterday. I might as well just go up on that same sign with a sign like, Joe Rogan is bald. How tall is Joe Rogan? I might just do that. Joe Rogan is like 5'2", right? Joe Rogan. Hold on. Height. Joe Rogan is 5'8". Exactly. Actually, that's what I'm going to do. Joe Rogan has pointy nipples. Right? Joe, that's what I should do. I should just go up on that sign. Joe Rogan has pointy nipples. And then on the other side, I'll say... what should I say? I could put a Joe Biden slogan. Okay? I could say, Joe Biden, it's a no-brainer. Joe Biden 2024, it's a no-brainer. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. Okay? Two signs. Okay? One sign... Don't forget his hot tub video. Yeah, that's what I think we're referencing with his pointy nipples. One side is going to be Joe Rogan has pointy nipples, right? On the other side, Joe Biden 2024. It's a no-brainer. Oof, really trying to reach for a joke, hey. That's me. They call me Reach a Maximus. They call me Reachin'. Only do it if you're gonna go to if you're going to parkour. Yeah, if I try to parkour, I'm probably gonna break both of my legs. Can we not have old white men keep running the country? Do we have an option? Is that an actual option? Is that could be the other side of the poster instead of could be Joe Rogan has pointy nipples. The other side, Joe Biden has hairy legs. Why is that so stupid? Why is that so stupid? You know, Dennis, run for president. You know, I was actually thinking of throwing my, my gym shorts in the ring for president. Yeah, I was thinking of, you know, going out for president. Be a pretty good presidential candidate. What would my platform be? Dad jokes for all. All I ask is for not a 2020 rematch. Come on, that's what we're getting. That's what's happening. That's what we're definitely getting. My dick, that's my platform. What about the sweatpants? That's, yeah, everybody has to wear sweatpants on Friday.
And said he just wanted 20 minutes to get his point across about Billie Eilish.
Someone's on. Oh, someone climbed the tower.
30 feet in the air, a protester and trespasser allegedly jumped the fence and climbed onto our iconic KTLA tower.
Hey, come on, KTLA. You're giving yourself a little too much credit. Our iconic KTLA tower. Yeah, like we're KTLA. Like, who doesn't fucking know about us? Everybody's heard about KTLA. From here to New York, Latin America, they love KTLA. This is weird. I know. It's very weird.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
He sat there for hours with a guitar and a message. People came out into the streets to see the action and were a little confused.
He said, free Billie Eilish. Is she locked up though?
I don't think so.
Nothing's wrong with Billie Eilish. I don't even know what's going on. Like, why is she free? Like, free Billie. Like, I don't know.
He just wanted attention. That's the whole thing.
What's happening? She's not in jail, as far as I know. Like,
one side of his sign says, free Billie Eilish. The other, MK Ultra sex slaves, Donald Marshall clones.
Not sure what kind of point.
What is even that? What is Donald Marshall?
He's trying to prove so.
Sean Russell Morrison thinks he knows.
It's a little tinfoil hatty. Donald Marshall authored a book about cloning that leads into sex slave trafficking. And I think he's inferring, you know, Billie Eilish is a, sorry, Billie, I know we're a good eye gang. But I think he's alluding, you know, something a little more extreme, like she could be a piece, groomed and vetted piece.
Sean says he hopes this will highlight our state's mental health crisis.
Mental health is very important. Adequate, regulated outreach and intervention.
They're already assuming the dude has mental problems. I mean, to me, that's a little funny, no? That they're all like, yeah, only a person with mental problems would do this. I mean, it could just be a person who wants attention. Do we know for sure that this guy has mental issues? Like, I feel like we're all jumping to conclusions here. Okay, did anyone talk to him? I don't think so. I don't know. I haven't been able. We'll look and see if we can find an interview. But, like, I feel like is this man on the street a street expert? Yeah, exactly. They're like, they got the bud tender from, like, the pot shop across the street. And they're like, sir, give us your expert opinion about conspiracy theorists and mental health, please. He looks blazed out of his mind. I know. They, like, literally got a fucking bud tender. Like, this dude, that's his job. Like, this is, like, every bud tender here in L.A. This is this dude. This is literally, I don't even know. I mean, I could even, we can even see. Because he probably works in the nearby. I could try to see if I can find him. Should do a follow-up, that whole documentary about it. Yeah, what if we did that? Did a whole documentary? What if I interviewed this guy? Nobody interviewed this guy. You think it'd be a good idea if I interview the guy? The guy who is up there, right?
To minors,
adults. You can find the dude. I mean, you can find anybody on social media. I assume that this guy did this for attention.
Adults and people of all ages is imperative to have accessible and affordable, so we can have less of this.
I just think it's so weird how they made this whole mental health issue. Like, holy shit. They went from like, yeah, this weirdo climbed our iconic sign. And all of a sudden, they're like, yeah, this guy has mental problems, okay? Don't, like, let's try to do something about it.
You're looking at the KTLA 5 tower now on Sunset and
just
Bronson.
Interview the bartender.
No one on it. Again, that man arrested for trespassing. As for Billie Eilish, she posted in her Instagram stories that she will be on the Late Late Show tonight, so she's not physically incarcerated, and this is not the first time this has happened. A couple times in the last few years, people have jumped the fence, climbed the KTLA tower, but again, it is a crime, it is trespassing, and the fines start...
It's an $85 fine!
...at $75, Sharon Mike...
It didn't seem $10 less than I was thinking!
Could go up to a felony and years in prison.
Okay. All right. It could go up to a felony. I mean, if you have no priors, felony, yikes. I mean, yeah, but this dude got fined $75. That's it. That's the extent of it. He got fined $75. Let me see. KTLA guy. Let's see if we can find KTLA tower guy climber. Here we go. see if we can find the article. Did they identify the guy? Let's see. Reports began. And they don't have 5G transmitters on a tower. Yeah, you guys remember when 5G was like a huge conspiracy theory? They're like, they're gonna use brainwave. They're gonna use 5G waves to control our brains. Like, you remember that? People are legitimately like scared of 5G towers. They're like moving to different areas because they were like, oh no, I don't want you to control my brain. Okay. I guess they don't know who the guy is. Let's see. Could you imagine going to jail for that? Yeah, I mean, I've seen people go to jail for less. I went to jail. I didn't go to actually go to jail. I guess I did. I stayed at like overnight processing at one point, but it was because I was in New York. I was photographing one of the Occupy Wall Street protests, and they fucking arrested everybody. They arrested like 800 people. And they arrested a bunch of like journalists. Like, I remember I was in this holding cell with like people who worked for the New York Times, like people who worked for the fucking AP, and like they arrested everybody. So, yeah, I mean, I got arrested for less. I got arrested for literally just being somewhere with a camera documenting a protest. So you can be arrested for anything. Let's see. KTLA Tower. Let's see if we can find who this guy is. Someone climbed. Breaking. That's wild. Yeah, I mean, that's just the reality of this country. Could be arrested at any point for any reason. And in some circumstances, they don't even have to tell you why. Can you be arrested for being sexy? I assume so, yeah. If you're a woman, for example, you could probably be arrested, depending where you're at, for freeing the nipple. Wasn't that a whole thing? Weren't there a bunch of women who were protesting that, saying, hey, free the nipple? Right? Hey, Shy Fox, appreciate that. So, protester. Have they identified who the guy is? Homie climbed up the KTLA tower. Why would he climb up that high up, though? I don't know. The guy in the KTLA tower. What is this? Okay, so here he is coming on down. Nobody is saying what the guy's name is. Too high for me? Yeah, I mean, honestly, the only thing that would prevent me from doing this is I'm kind of a pussy when it comes to heights. I'm scared of heights. Okay? Especially when I'm like on a ladder 50 feet up looking down. And I know, I say this as somebody who jumped out of a fucking airplane and who is planning on getting a skydiving license soon. I did skydive, yeah, I know. I know the irony. For some reason, skydiving, though, wasn't, like, scary. But, like, being here, like, look at this. Being this far up, like, holy shit. Like, when I went, last time I went to the fucking World Trade Center in New York, they have this area where it's, like, glass. And you, like, stand on top of it and you look down and you see the whole city. I couldn't do it. I was like, get me out of here. Like, that's literally... That was literally me. So, I have a few different phobias. I'm also claustrophobic. I fucking hate small spaces. I'm not really comfortable in airplanes. I've taught myself kind of how to relax in an airplane, but I fucking hate small, crowded places. Sheesh. Dogs! They're like barking. Dogs! Doggos! Frickin'! Sorry, folks. Did you ever get that skydiving license? Not yet. I have to go to San Diego to do it. That's what I've been told. I can do it over the weekend in San Diego. I really want to know who the fuck this guy is. Somebody. Let me see. The flavor of dick? I assume it tastes like Cheetos. Frankie? Is Frankie stuck? Did he get stuck in the balcony? Frankie! Frankie! Hold up. I gotta go check on Frankie. Poor dog. I think he got stuck in the balcony. Hold on. Sometimes the doggy door does this. It like one of the flaps just goes over. Hold up. Is there like a video? Here, you guys keep watching this guy. Free Billie Eilish.
For wrong reasons. Air 7 showing this man playing a guitar Tuesday evening while sitting on a sign that says Free Billie Eilish, freeing the Grammy-winning pop star from what is not clear. Law enforcement shut down Sunset for hours as the man hovered over the tower's platform 30 feet in the air. The back of the man's sign is also strange, referencing sex slaves and Donald Marshall clones. A dark web conspiracy theory about the Illuminati and celebrity cloning. The spectacle drawing crowds, tourists whipping out their phones. It's not the first time we've seen intruders climb the tower. In 2016, this man set up shop for
all hours. Right,
eventually, a lady from his church convinced him to come down. As for this
like the video. Trespass. Oh, what happened with the video?
He climbed down the station tower.
Well, that's why he was barking. He was trying to get me to go over there to let him out. I do have to go wee-wee right now. Saying it in the most masculine way possible. I have to go take a wee-wee. A whiz. Let me go take a cheese whiz. This is my jam. Woo! How old are you? Clearly old enough to say wee wee. Okay? A wee bit wee wee. I'm gonna go tinkle. DJ Noodles. Is this Splatoon music? I don't know. What is this? Animal Crossing. It's Animal Crossing. Also, why does this reporter look like so judgmental? Like, she's like, this man ruined his life. You'll find out you don't pee through your balls. Yeah, I mean, I don't. I didn't know that. That's news to me. I don't pee through my balls. Go pee already. I know. Give me a second. I'm trying to find something interesting you guys can look at. While I go wee-wee. Oh, I was just looking at hate comments. I love getting hate comments. It's fucking great. Oh, right there, huh? Across the Guitar Center on Sunset. First of all, enjoy getting robbed. Second, what happened to the legit music store there? They went out of business, buddy. They went out of business. They went out of business. And they, like, literally left everything. They, like, left everything in the business. They, like, just dipped. They're like, all right, peace out. You guys keep everything in the building. Okay, let me go tinkle.
Well, Micah, you see the fire department is saying there's a protester up on our tower here. You can see the man standing right behind the KTLA 5 sign, right in the middle of that marquee. Now, we're going to try to get into a better position to see that person, but we understand that the person up there is about 30 feet up, is holding a sign up that says Free Billie Eilish, and on the other side of it, there's some foul language, so we've got to be careful what not to show what that other side says. But as I come out to a wide shot, you see The street there is completely shut down as the fire department and LAPD work to try to get this person down. They have that airbag underneath. They're going to deploy it full of air in a second here in case that person was to slip and fall. Fire department working feverishly to get that airbag underneath that person. But at this point, the protester was what the fire department is calling, is holding up that sign. Let me come in a little closer here. We're going to try to get our helicopter in a little closer as well. Hey, Mike, let's slide to the left. But as we see here, as I come in, you'll see the sign that he's holding up there, Free Billie Eilish. He's going to put his leg up over on top of that marquee, a very dangerous move. And at this point, the fire department doing what they can to fill up that airbag below as he sits on that marquee here. And at this point, LAPD wants to try to get in communication with that person. I'm sure that they're shouting at him to come down. It looks like he has a guitar now in his hand, so a very strange set of circumstances here on our KTLA tower. But again, this person refusing to come out, come down at this point.
And Gil, the greater implication in all of this would be the traffic, of course, Sunset Boulevard, a very busy thoroughfare.
Yes, yes, the traffic is way more important than this man potentially falling to his death. Yes. Oh, but the traffic! Why won't we think about the traffic? Yes, I'm very relieved. Yes, thank you. Thank you for inquiring about my my journey to the restroom. Yeah. Yes, I did. Of course I washed my hands. Are you kidding me? Who doesn't wash their hands after using the bathroom? Are we just watching the news? No. I think it's your aura. My aura? My aura says I don't wash my hands after urinating? That sounds like an insult. You guys are just straight up insulting me now, right? Your hands don't look wet. There's a thing called towels. You dry your hands with towels. You guys are telling me that you go to the bathroom, you urinate, you wash your hands, and then you just leave them wet. You go out like this. Or you don't even do that. You just come out with them dripping, right? And then the first person whose hand you shake, it's that really awkward moment where your hands are still wet. And then they think that you actually peed on your hands. Right? You guys ever have that moment? It's so fucking weird. Where it's like, it's not fully dry because you're like rushing to get out of the bathroom. And then you're like, go to shake somebody's hand. You guys ever have that? We have a microphone in the bathroom. Yes, you guys are too much. You guys are too much. I'm just going to shake your hands and tell you, I just used the restroom. Yeah. You guys are in a funny mood today. You guys are funny bananas today, you guys. You guys are some funny bananas today. Funny bananas. Speaking of bananas, I saw a video today. Oh yeah, I saw a video of a guy being interviewed by a banana. You guys see that? Twitch is collapsing. What do you mean Twitch is collapsing? Just lick your hands clean and go on with your day. I know, that's the original way of washing your hands. Just licking each one of your fingers, okay? It's the best way. It's the only way. It's the only hygienic way, okay? That's we all know. That's reverting back. That's what they call going primal, okay? That's one of the primal tenets that, what's his name? Used to promote the Liver King. Whoever actually read the book knows exactly what I'm talking about. The 3-page book that he managed to be able to write with his 3 brain cells. Okay? Being primal means that you lick your fingers after urinating. Preferably on your hands. Okay? So preferably you urinate on your hands and you lick your fingers clean. Shit, man, I'm so stupid. That's gross. Yeah. Man, Sharpies. I caught a whiff because I did this. And I caught a whiff. of the Sharpie? Wow, that shit's fucking strong. That shit will wake you the fuck up out of a nightmare, man. Jeez, that is some strong ass shit. Look at my sub feed. My sub feed is a mix of far right agitators, Colleen Ballinger vlogs, Long Beach Griffey. This is like the most, I think I have the most randomest, and 90% of it is like clips, XQC clips. You want to hit that pen? Hey, it's for everybody. Is your shirt coming off anytime soon? Let me huff the pen a little more, and then I'll let you know, okay? I think I have the weirdest sub box out of every YouTuber. I even follow Olivia Jade. Why the fuck do I sub to Olivia Jade? I don't think I've ever watched a single Olivia Jade video. Anybody ever watch an Olivia Jade video before? Type one in the chat if you've ever watched a video by Olivia Jade. Happy National Pretzel Day! Nobody's watched. Nobody, not a single person has watched an Olivia Jade video. Why do I even sub to her? Oh my God. Fanning those flames. OnlyFans girl claims to be Christian. You know, this podcast is trying so hard. You guys know this whatever podcast? They're trying so hard to be fresh and fit. It's like, it's stupid.
Kinks and interests. $100.31.
Ladies, how do you describe your relationship with God? If none, have you ever tried to open your heart to him? Hashtag Christ is Lord.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen, bro. Amen. Yeah, we should. I'm really curious. Quick. We should go around the table. Really quick, do you have a relationship with God?
I'm not religious, no.
Okay.
I do, yes.
Yes, you mentioned yours.
Not currently, but I've actually been really interested in it lately. So I've been like kind of weighing my options of how I can learn more.
Yeah, this conversation is weird. The way that they framed it and the way they're going about it. Hey, you like Jesus? You like Jesus? You like Jesus? You like Jesus? Like this kind of...
We should talk more about that after the show.
I would love to.
Yes, I do see the comments.
Nope.
No.
Yes.
Yes. What religion?
Christian.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Pentecostal.
You believe Jesus rose from the dead?
Yes.
Paid the price for your sins?
Yes.
Let's go. We are back. What about you?
Absolutely. Yes. So I was raised Catholic, and now it's just Christian. So.
Okay.
I don't go to a Catholic church. I mean, but.
But you're Christian.
Yes.
But you make the adult content. How do you reconcile being a Christian yet making...
Well, you know,
this is such a stupid question to ask someone. I mean, this dude clearly, it shows you clearly, like if this guy's pretending to be Christian or coming from a place of like, oh yeah, I know Christianity. Yeah. Why are you like Christian and you do OnlyFans? Like, bro, like Christian, like not Christian. Wasn't Jesus like homies with a bunch of like prostitutes? Wasn't one of them like one of the parables was like he was like, hey, like they were trying to kill a prostitute and they were like, hey, whoever doesn't have sin cast the first stone, right? You know what I mean? Here, let's look it up. Let's see how many. Pretty sure Mary Magdalene too was like. Here, hold up. Jesus prostitutes. And Jesus washed people's dirty feet. He did. Look, Christianity Today, how Jesus loved adulteresses and the prostitute. Jesus was chill with everybody. Absolutely. Did Jesus love the adulteresses and the prostitute? Absolutely. There are two remarkable stories showing how Jesus cared for all types of people. The religious folks called the Pharisees were offended by Jesus at the time because in their view, God loved only the righteous who kept the law. So yeah, like essentially, it's like anti-Christian to not accept somebody who does OnlyFans. You're like, you don't even believe in Jesus. Exactly. Jesus hung out with the degenerates. That's why people like, Jesus, all of his homies were like degenerates. It's like Jesus would literally hang out with all the people that all the religious folks are judging. Jesus would literally like, one switched on him too. Yeah, he did. That's what Judas did. That was Judas. But he knew. He knew that Judas was gonna, was gonna switch on him. He was like, Judas, I know you, buddy. You're gonna switch up, you're gonna kill me. You're gonna get me killed, you know? Did you say Jesus all the time? When you're watching Hannah's OnlyFans? Oh my god. Some of y'all need to find Jesus. Here, let's see what else this guy tries to argue with this lady about.
Content, how do you reconcile being a Christian yet making
that kind of content? Well, it's a relationship that I have with him, right? And so he's working on me, and it's just not...
This is such a weird way. The guy's coming from such a judgmental position of like, oh, you're an OnlyFans girl. You have no morality. You're an OnlyFans girl. Oh, ew. You sell nudes for a living? Ew! Ew! Sorry. And you know what? This guy looks like the kind of guy who probably, like, has 30 OnlyFans subscriptions. Like, this guy subscribes to every single... They're like, all these girls... I don't know how many of them have OnlyFans. This one is the only one so far that they talked about her having an OnlyFans. But let's say there are like 30 women who have OnlyFans. This guy looks like the kind of guy who subscribes to every single one of them. He's got it on autopay. Look at him. He's probably not a virgin too, being all judgmental. Not a virgin, yes. It's so weird.
So, but you make like adult content. How do you reconcile being a Christian yet making
that kind of content? Well, it's a relationship that I have with him, right? And so he's working on me. And it's just not something that if you're talking about from a religious perspective or faith, so it's just, it's a constant conversation I have with him. And so whether it's for him to bring me clarity or just give me, an avenue or just show me, but it doesn't mean that I'm less Christian or believe less in him just because I do that.
It kind of does, though.
Let me take this.
No, because it's an individual relationship with him.
Would you say that you love Jesus?
Absolutely.
What did Jesus tell us we would do if we love him?
Ask for forgiveness.
What did he tell us?
Believe it.
He told us that we would keep his commands.
Right.
Right.
That's the. Did he actually say that? You may have said that. I don't want to act like I can quote Jesus off the top of the brain, but I know the basic thing was like, just believe in me. That was the whole thing. I don't think the whole thing too was like Jesus rebelled against the commandments. That's part of the reason why the Pharisees like hated Jesus, because he was like, hey, you guys are following Moses a little too closely. Am I wrong? Let's see. I don't know. Thank you. Yeah. So he says, just abide by the commandments. Love thy Lord with all thy heart. And I'm just wondering how doing OnlyFans is the Old Testament. Yeah. I'm just wondering how doing OnlyFans is against the commandments like that. Bible chat. I know. We got all biblical today. Holy shit.
The mark of if someone truly loves Jesus. So,
but I also feel like he has his own... You know what? He has this relationship with you, and you have a relationship with him, and your growth is going to be different than anybody else's, right? So I may have to go through something, and I may actually delay something, a blessing, because I'm not listening to him. So I'm willing to be more open, right? And I am opening up more... just because it's just something that I'm looking for, whether I may feel lost or something, but it's just something within that I know that he's just trying to lead me the right way. Not into OnlyFans. Maybe this is just an avenue that I took for me to realize more, right? Just like being on this podcast, like I definitely will be reflecting after, just because it's part of growth, like I said. And that's one of the key reasons why, so...
Wait, do you do BG? Do you do BG content?
No,
or it's just solo, correct?
Solo, okay, got it.
Give me a lot to chew on there.
I know, I can't wait to hear more. Yeah.
But okay, let me say one thing really quick. Yeah. I mean, so, and look, I guess people can identify however they want, but I don't know, if the book says X and the core tenets of the religion say... do this and you don't do them, can you really identify with the religion? Like,
identifying with a religion. I'm identifying with a religion.
This is such a stupid discussion. It's so stupid. So what? If you, like, the whole thing, it just completely forgets that what... Anyway. Why waste our time watching that shit? It's stupid. It's, like, lowbrow. It's so fucking funny. These guys aimed for Fresh and Fit, and they literally went, like, 5 pegs under it. Like, somehow this dude managed to create a podcast that is... 1,000 gajillion times worse than Fresh and Fit. That's something. That takes skill. Okay, yes, pegging. 5 pegs. And this guy, you know, not kink shaming. Okay, but he loves pegging. He loves getting pegged. Maybe he should reevaluate his position with Jesus. See what the Bible says about getting pegged. I'm pretty sure the Bible is pretty, like, lenient when it comes to pegging. Nowhere in the Bible says you can't do OF, though. Haha. Yeah, exactly. And the whole thing was like Jesus was all about accepting everybody, right? And the whole thing was like, just believe in me and you will be accepted into the kingdom of heaven. All that, you know, all that shit. Who thought coconuts in Barbados would actually be the high bar in any certain scenario? Exactly. Exactly. Just goes to show how, like, you see a low point, you can always go lower. And that's what we're seeing. You know, I'm wondering, am I subscribed to Hassan's podcast? I'm not. I'm wondering, because I was wondering, why the hell am I not getting this shit on my feed? I get it recommended to me, but it's not on my feed. Okay, I'm subbed to him. He that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone at her. Exactly. Exactly. Look, none of your business. Just be nice. Be nice. That's all the mods are trying to do. You better do it quietly. Oh, I don't think people care who I'm sub to or who I'm not sub to. You think people are going to make a big deal out of this? I'm sub to Hassan and everything else, as far as I remember. I don't think Hassan even cares about me like that. Like, I don't even think he follows me. He used to follow me on Instagram. I don't know if he follows me anymore. I wouldn't blame him if he unfollowed me. What the fuck am I talking about? I'm talking about Zelda. Oh, the troll, not you. Oh, okay. I don't know. Everybody unfollowed me at one point. You know, people, it's just kind of stopping now. Like teetering off now on Twitter. And on Twitter, I'm still losing followers and stuff, but I'm like gradually like balancing out. On Instagram, it finally kind of like tipped over and I stopped. TikTok fixed almost in like a week. Facebook's been doing good. But like, yeah, like a bunch of people unfollowed me. A bunch of like YouTubers unfollowed me, which is fine. I know you do, Becca. I appreciate you. I appreciate all of you. You guys still, all of you follow me, so. People turn on you quick in life? Yeah, it's all right. It's life. Hey. What did Kim Kardashian do? Kim Kardashian is horrible. I didn't even say that he had actually unfollowed. I just assumed he did. Okay, I don't want any of you to take any of that seriously. Hey, props to Mr. Beast though. He still hasn't unfollowed me on Twitter. Casey, you know one of the people who unfollowed me? Casey Neistat used to follow me on Twitter. He unfollowed me in the middle of my cancellation. And he used to reply to some of my tweets back in the day before I got... We have the logs. That's a fat cat. Oh, you're talking about the chat logs? Yeah. But props to Mr. Beast. Yeah, there were a lot of people, like a lot of like in the middle of me getting canceled, there were a lot. The thing is too, I don't remember all the people who like followed me at the time, you know? But anyway, we're going to have to start wrapping up. I got to head over to the club. Hey, Lisa. Welcome. You arrived at the very end. Oh, wow. Anyway, that is that. Have a good show. It's going to be fun. It's a mic where I put a pause on shows for a couple of weeks while Raven gets better, you know, and recovers from the surgery. Just so, you know. Just so there's like less shit going on. Have a good evening, everybody. Yes, she will. She's doing a lot better. Anyway, I appreciate every single one of you. I will see all of you very soon.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.